Turkey buzzard trumps light sleeper. I'm a big liar. Not true. I'm a liar of medium build. As recently as yesterday, I told my neighbor a mistruth. Me? I'm a light sleeper. One creak and I'm wide awake. Turns out I'm not such a light sleeper. Instead, I'm a typical one with a husband who can snooze while garbage and recycling trucks rumble next to our open window. His ability to sleep through jackhammering and thunderstorms means I have no one to gauge my sleep patterns. That changed when I took a trip to Cuba with my sister, and we shared a hotel room. Days into our vacation, she awakened at dawn to grunts and flapping wings. From her bed, she watched a turkey buzzard hop through our open balcony door. It was probably attracted to the bowl of overripe fruit we'd forgotten on our balcony table. She rushed towards the window and chased it away, yelling, "Shoo! Shoo!" which in any language means, "Leave, large buzzard, before you encounter my wrath." The bird must have understood because it vamoosed. She couldn't believe that I hadn't heard either the noisy bird or her. I slept through the adventure. That's one. The next afternoon, I needed a quick booster nap before dinner. 2 hours later, I awoke to Linda, dressed and ready for the evening, standing next to my bed and repeating my name. She said her next plan was to check for a pulse. Okay, that siesta I can blame on plenty of snorkeling and a strong rum-based drink during the afternoon. That's two. For a third bit of non-clinical proof, Linda awoke another night to hear someone yelling, "Raoul, Raoul," half a dozen times and then whistling through his fingers. The man might have been standing under our balcony based on his volume. I must take my sister's word for this tale because I didn't hear a thing. "Come on," she said. "How could you sleep through all that noise?" Now she's worried about me. What if your home smoke alarm goes off? Will you even hear it? Apparently my dozing is not so delicate. Maybe I awaken in the night for different reasons, like weird dreams triggered by eating shrimp and spicy cocktail sauce before going to bed. Maybe my own snuffling or bladder disturbs me. Perhaps it's my inside world I should be blaming, not the outside. As of today, I promise to stop the denial. My name is Shannon, and I have a reality problem. I'm not the light sleeper I've been telling everyone. Will be the beginning of my 12-step program. After all, traveling sisters and turkey buzzards never lie.